The Will of God, Week 4, Living a Life According to God's Heart and Will. Day 1, Related Verses, Acts 13:32 and 36. And we announce to you the gospel of the promise made to the fathers. Now David, having served his own generation by the counsel of God, did indeed fall asleep and was buried with his fathers and saw corruption. 1 Kings 8:17, and it was on David my father's heart to build a house for the name of Jehovah, the God of Israel. 1 Chronicles 22:7, and David said to Solomon, My son, as for me, it was on my heart to build a house for the name of Jehovah my God. Psalms 51:18, Do good in your good pleasure unto Zion, build the walls of Jerusalem. Ephesians 3:9-11. And to enlighten all, that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenlies, the multifarious wisdom of God might be made known through the church, according to the eternal purpose which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord. Suggested reading. We would like to fellowship concerning the living of a life according to God's heart and will. The Old Testament contains a portrait of David, a man according to God's heart, who did the will of God and served his own generation by the counsel of God. In the New Testament, God's heart and will in his economy are revealed in the books of Ephesians, Hebrews, and Romans. Ephesians speaks of God's will, the counsel of God's will, God's good pleasure, the desire of God's heart, the mystery of God's will, and the economy of the mystery. Paul nearly exhausted his vocabulary in speaking of God's will. God's will is something according to God's good pleasure, and this good pleasure was what he purposed. Ephesians 3:11 speaks of the purpose of the ages, the purpose of all time, including eternity past and eternity future. The purpose of God made by him in Christ is such an eternal purpose, and this is according to the counsel of God's will. Moreover, God's will is according to the good pleasure of his heart. God's heart and will in his New Testament economy, God's good pleasure, the counsel of his will, and his purpose are to have a body for the enlargement and expression of Christ, the embodiment of the processed triune God. God created the heavens and the earth with many items, and eventually he created mankind in order to have a body composed of human beings who are saved, regenerated, sanctified, renewed, and transformed into the image of the processed triune God. God wants to have such a body for Christ, who is the very embodiment of the processed triune God. We all are here as a part of Christ's enlargement. Therefore, we are a part of Christ's expression. This is God's great will. God's heart and will is also to have a church, to be the organic body of Christ, for the manifestation of his multifarious wisdom. The heavens are for the earth. The earth is for man. Man is for the producing of the church, and the church is the enlargement and expression of the processed triune God. This is God's will. Whether we live in one place or another does not matter much. We do not need to pray much for that. Instead, we should focus our entire being on God's will to have the church, which is the body of the embodiment of the processed triune God. Through this church, the processed triune God is enlarged and expressed. This is the first aspect of God's will. Each chapter of the book of Ephesians unveils the mystery of the body of Christ as the organism of the triune God from a particular point of view. Chapter 1 shows us that the body of Christ is the issue of the dispensing of the divine Trinity. Chapter 2 shows us that this body is a masterpiece as the new man. In chapter 3, Paul unveils that we are supplied with the riches of Christ to be the fullness of the triune God. In chapter 4 is the one body built up by the one ministry. Chapter 5 reveals the children of light for the preparation of the bride of Christ. The children of light and the bride of Christ are the two crucial matters in Ephesians 5. To be the children of light who walk in love and light is to be prepared to participate in the body of Christ.